Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
How do you develop mental strength? So let's talk about day-to-day mental strength. We won't necessarily talk about the mental strength to get you through a major ordeal in your life or a major event, or even how to get you through a cage fight or a professional fight or an MMA fight, kickboxing, boxing, nothing like that. They're more dealing with extreme nerves, which I've done podcasts about, so have a listen to those. But basically day-to-day mental strength. Getting you through life, basically. How do you become stronger and stronger minded? So there's two kind of things that you need to think about. And obviously, this kind of stuff is opinion, what your opinion is. But I would rate self-awareness very, very highly. If you're aware as to who you are, what makes you tick, your own personality, your own makeup, and you're accepting of yourself, it makes you a hell of a lot more mentally stronger. If you know who you are, you're confident in who you are, you like who you are, you're striving to be the person that you want to be, it makes you mentally stronger. So you're not just reacting, you actually know who you are. So awareness, it's an ongoing process. It's one that we're all constantly working on a daily basis. Well, not everybody. Some people just aren't bothered and they wonder why life is a little bit more difficult. But life is definitely easier if you know who you are. So self-awareness. Martial arts is all about understanding the self and hopefully discovering yourself. And they were always the traditional merits of martial arts. It was basically to become a better person through the study of unarmed combat, I suppose. So that mightn't be true today to some of the modern fighters and modern athletes. But it was always traditional. The traditional way was always to try to better yourself as a person, as a human being, and to basically become more self-aware. That's number one. Number two ways to become mentally stronger is stop looking unnecessarily to others for recognition, for validation. Stop trying to validate yourself through others. You don't need other people to validate you. You're just going to end up being disappointed. Don't be looking for an ego boost or an ego massage. You don't need the recognition of others. If you're looking at others for validation as to your life, then you're basically putting your happiness levels in other people's hands. So depending on what way they're going to react to you, you don't need an ego massage from others. If you do your best, it's absolutely lovely to hear positive feedback from people. Obviously, that's super, which is why I need as many reviews and likes and comments as possible. But you really, as a person, you shouldn't go day to day living hoping for validation, hoping for acknowledgement, hoping for the recognition from others and that ego boost. Your happiness shouldn't be tied to the opinions of others, because the opinion of other people is very fleeting. Everybody's on their own path. They have their own struggles as well. They may not have the time to be giving you the recognition or the validation that you're looking for, and you don't need it anyway. Be confident through the self-awareness that you're on the right path and that you're living your best life. So have a think about those things. Hopefully that's helped you this week. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.